now time for us to start our service. We'll open with a prayer. Father Yahweh, we come before you on this evening's hour as the new moon has been verified. We ask, Father, that you would watch over your servants as we proceed to partake of the word of Yahweh that is being presented on this evening's hour. We thank you, Father, for the sighting of the new moon, and we ask, Father, as many more verifications come in, that you continue to bless your servants, that each one of us, Father, would be found faithful as we are seeking to do that which is right in your sight. We love you and thank you for all things. In the name of your Son, Yahshua Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah. A time to reflect. The sixth month is called Elul. It's a month of repentance and personal reflection that culminates with Yom Teruah, or trumpet. I'm going to read some of the basic questions about Elul, a time to reflect, the Selichot, and they are special prayers for forgiveness that are given during this month. They're usually said on fast days, which are occasions when the Hebrew people need special forgiveness for sin. They're also said during the period preceding Yom Kippur, which is obviously also such an occasion. In the Sephardic tradition, Selichot are said beginning with the month of Elul through Yom Kippur. In the Ashkenazic tradition, they are begun at a time such that there will be 10 opportunities for their recitation before and including Yom Kippur. They normally do it beginning Motzei Shabbos, the Ashkenazics. During the period from and including trumpets, through Yom Kippur, there are four occasions when fasting is inappropriate. The 2 days of, they keep 2 days for what they call Rosh Hashanah, or trumpets. The Shabbat between trumpets and Yom Kippur, the eve of Yom Kippur, also because it was felt that a specific day of the week should be identified for the start of the recitation of the Selichot. There are two possibilities. Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, immediately preceding trumpets, and Motzei Shabbos the preceding week. As far as the time of day on which to say the Selichot, in general, the proper time is the end of the night, just before the morning, since the time is considered in terms of Jewish mysticism, a especially favorable time in the terms of the presence and closeness to Yahweh. There are two, howevers, regarding the first night of Selichot. First, it is customary to say the Selichot, these special prayers, the first night before going to sleep, and since the first part of the night is considered a time of din, judgment, the Selichot are not recited on the first night until after the Chasuk, which is the relative midnight. In New York, because the season of the year is fall with daylight savings time in effect, this is usually around 1 a.m. Since the Ashkenazic tradition, Selichot always begins on Motzei Shabbos. The first prayer begins at the end of the day of rest. We approach you first. in the Hebrew synonyms, there are three Hebrew synonyms, silica, melica, and kapharet, all related to the idea of forgiveness. What does each mean? Silica, usually translated as forgiveness, is the first step which must be taken if someone has committed a sin, whether it be against Yahweh or against man. To ask for forgiveness is to say to the injured party, I'm sorry for what I did. I sincerely regret having done it, and I will never do it again. The appropriate response to this request is to believe that the petitioner is sincere and the open door for him or her to come in. A person who refuses to do this is considered a cruel person. Melica, usually translated as wiping away, is the response to the request. Can we put our relationship back on the level which it was on before I sinned against you? A positive response to this is difficult, but within the holy power is given the human being and is required. Kapara is usually translated as atonement, as in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. This is the response to the person who says, my conscience will not let me live with myself because of what I did to you and to our relationship. To respond positively to this is beyond human capacity. It is only Yahweh who can reach inside a person and say, be comforted. Kapara is the climax of the three-part process and is accomplished on Yom Kippur. The principal ingredients of all the Selichot prayers in the list of 13 attributes of mercy of Yahweh, and they have Hashem, Hashem, Yahweh, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in kindness and truth, preserver of kindness for thousands of generations, forgiver of iniquity, willful sin and error, and who cleanses. And this passage appears in the Torah, Exodus 34:6-7, at the time when Yahweh proclaimed his readiness to do away with the Jewish people after the sin of the golden calf, according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, Trumpets. Moses felt that the sin of the Jewish people was so grievous that there was no possibility of his intercession on their behalf. Thereupon, Yahweh appeared to him in the form of Chazan, a prayer leader wrapped in a talit, a prayer shawl, and taught him the 13 attributes, saying, whenever Israel sins, let them recite this in its proper order, and I will forgive them. Thus, this appeal to Yahweh's mercy reassures us both that repentance is always possible and that Yahweh always awaits our return to him. The implication is also plain that if we emulate Yahweh's mercy, his merciful ways, he will treat us mercifully in return. The first of the 13 attributes Yahweh, the name denotes mercy. Elohim is merciful before a person sins, even though he knows the evil lies dormant in the person. 2, Yahweh is merciful after the sinner has gone astray. His name denotes power. Yahweh's mercy sometimes surpasses even the degree indicated by the name Yahweh. Rachum, compassionate. Yahweh eases the punishment of the guilty, and he does not put people into extreme temptation. Vekanum, and gracious, even to the undeserving. Erechapain, slow to anger, so that the sinner can reconsider long before it is too late. Fare chesef, and abundant and loving kindness towards those who lack personal merits. Also, if the scales be good and evil are evenly balanced, he tips them toward the good. The emes, and truth, Yahweh never reneges on his word. Notzer chesef la'ah lafim, preserver of kindness for thousands of generations, and deeds of the righteous benefit the offspring far into the future. Nusa Avon, forgiver of iniquity. Yahweh forgives the intentional sinner if he or she repents. Va, Fashav, and willful sin. Even those who purposely anger Yahweh are allowed to repent. And Va, Kata, an error. This is a sin committed out of carelessness or apathy. And Vaneke, and who cleanses, Yahweh wipes away the sins of those who repent. Again, what is Elul? Elul is the 6 months of the year, counting from Aviv, called in the Kumash, the first month, counting from Tishri, the month of, they have Rosh Hashanah, but we know it's trumpets. Elul is the 12th they have here the last month of the year, like the names of the other months of the Hebrew calendar. Elul came up or returned with those Jews who returned to Israel from the 70-year exile in Babylonia. The expression returned with is particularly significant in this case, in that of this month of return to Yahweh or repentance. Elul is the name of the month which we are given each year to prepare for the days of Av, which are in the seventh month. Although we believe that Yahweh always watches over the world and is always waiting for our return, we also believe that in a sense he is more accessible during the 40-day period beginning with the start of Elul, culminating in the first 10 days of the month of Tishri, or the seventh month, those days known as the 10 days of repentance. So actually you have the 40 days, like the 40 years of Israel in the wilderness. Again, Elul is a time to reflect, a month of repentance and personal reflection that culminates with trumpet. And then you have your 10 days, The 9 days of awe that with the 10 days actually that ends in atonement. Elul, what does the name mean? Elul has been interpreted as an acronym with its Hebrew letter, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, representing the words Ani Doda, Va, Doda, Ali. The words mean that I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. Where my beloved is Yahweh, and I am the Jewish people. If you take your Bibles in hand, turn with me to Haggai chapter 1, the says, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, in this manner speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, it is not the time for us to come, the time for Yahweh's house to be built. Then came the word of Yahweh by the prophet Haggai, saying, is it time for you yourself to dwell in sealed houses while the house lies waste? While this house lies waste? Speaking of the temple. Now therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways, the time of repentance, brother. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe, but there is no one warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. In this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. And that's something we need to do, brethren. We need to consider our ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified, says Yahweh. You look for much, lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says Yahweh of hosts, because of my house it lies in waste. The house of Yahweh in these last days are his people. And as I spoke earlier today in the Sabbath message, we need to do the work of building this house by bringing Yahweh's people together, by doing the Great Commission, by giving our free will offerings to provide so that the work can go forth to reunify Yahweh's people and to build his spiritual temple in these last days. Therefore, for your sake, the heavens withhold the dew and the earth withhold its fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the grain and upon the new wine and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hand. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, and the words of Haggai the prophet. And Haggai means my feast day, my festival. And we're preparing for the festival, the feast days of the seventh month, which is soon going to be upon us after they start in 30 days. And then, you know, we enter the seventh month with the first new moon, which is a feast day. And then we have the 9 days of awe before Day of Atonement, which is the holiest. Something to think about, seriously. We need to prepare ourselves, brethren. It says, in the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh, the Elohim, had sent him, and the people did fear before Yahweh, then spoke Haggai, Yahweh's messenger, in Yahweh's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says Yahweh. And we have to consider that and remember that Yahweh is with us throughout what we're going to be going through in the 6 months. There will be challenges. But if we are in a repentant attitude, Yahweh is going to bless us. Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did the work on the house of Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim, in the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. Turn over to Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah 8, we're going to start in verse 1. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, in this manner says Yahweh of hosts, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with great wrath. And this manner says Yahweh, I am returned to Zion and will dwell in the middle of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, and the mountain of Yahweh of hosts, the holy mountain. And in all manner says Yahweh of hosts, in this manner says Yahweh of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, every man with his staff in his hand, for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets of it. In this manner says Yahweh of hosts, it will be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people. In those days should it also be marvelous in my eyes, says Yahweh of hosts. And in this manner says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the middle of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people. And I will be their Elohim in truth and in righteousness. Aliyah, they're coming back to Jerusalem. Yahweh has said it in his word that they're going to return to Jerusalem. Verse 9, in this manner says Yahweh of hosts, let your hands be strong, you that hear in these days these words from the mouth of the prophets that were in the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh of hosts was laid, even the temple, that it might be built. Now, he talked about this in Haggai and them. Consider your ways. So they started. They made a start that it might be built. For before those days, there was no hire for man, nor hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in, because of the adversary. For I set all men, everyone against his neighbor. But now I will not be to the remnant of this people as in the former days, says Yahweh of hosts. For there shall be the seed of peace. The vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give its increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Yahweh is telling us to be strong in these days, brethren, to rebuild that temple. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, as I thought to do evil to you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says Yahweh of hosts, and I repented not, so again have I thought in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you every man the truth with his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you devise evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love, truth, and peace. In this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come peoples and inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to entreat the favor of Yahweh and to seek Yahweh of hosts. I will go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of Yahweh. In this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations. They shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, a worshiper of Yahweh, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. And truly, Yahweh is with his people in these last days. He is preparing a people for the kingdom of Yahweh. It is a time to reflect, brethren. This is a month of repentance and personal reflection that culminates with Yom Teruah, trumpets. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, we start in verse 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am holy. Every man of you shall fear his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. That's plural. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Turn not to idols, nor make to yourself molten Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. And when you shall offer a sacrifice of peace offering to Yahweh, you shall not offer it that you may be accepted. You shall offer it that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten in the same day you offer it, and on the next day. And if any remain to the third day, it shall be burnt with fire. And if it is eaten at all on the third day as an abomination, it shall not be accepted. But everyone that eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the holy thing of Yahweh. And that soul shall be cut off from his people. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, neither shall you gather the gleaning of your harvest, and you shall not glean your vineyard, neither shall you gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am Yahweh. He makes provision for each and every one of us, even the poor of the land. You shall not steal, you shall neither shall you deal falsely, nor lie one to another, which we saw back in Zechariah. Yahweh is looking for honest people, a people who are willing to tell the truth. In verse 12, it says, you shall not swear by my name falsely and profane the name of Elohim. I am Yahweh. You shall not oppress your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of a hired servant shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. But you shall fear your Elohim. I am Yahweh. We know Yahweh sees all, brethren. So there's nothing we can hide from it. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. You shall not respect the face of the poor, nor honor the face of the mighty. But in righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people. Neither shall you stand against the blood of your neighbor. I am Yahweh. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the people. Children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh. Again, Elul is a time to reflect, brethren. Yahweh tells us in his word that we must love our neighbor. We must be a righteous seed because we are building blocks of that new temple, that temple that is going to be completed when Yahshua returns. May Almighty Yahweh bless you as you continue to serve him and to keep this day and to keep his word as a time to reflect. As we think about this on a daily basis for the next 30 days, as he brings us again to the Feast of the Seventh Month and Yom Teruah. Let's humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh as we have a closing prayer. Father Yahweh, again, we come before you, thanking and praising your name. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come before you and to join with you and to be a part, Father, of this ministry. We know that we have a short time before Yahshua returns, and we ask that you would continue to prepare people for him, this spiritual temple that you're building in these last days. Help each one of us, Father, as building blocks fit together. Help us to work with our brethren, our neighbors, and even those that would be considered our enemies. We know, Father, that you can do all things and that you're bringing these people together for a purpose, a reason. And as we think about this 6 months, a time to reflect, let us repent, Father, and go through the steps in the process of repentance so that we would be ready spiritually for the Feast of the Seventh Month. We love you and we thank you. And we ask again that you bless those that have a petition before you on the prayer list, that you would lift them up from their beds of affliction, those that are in that state. And we ask, Father, that you would give those that have a particular need, whether it's a job, the finances, Father, we know that you can do all things. So we thank you again, Father, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, our Savior, and soon coming King, that you would be with your servants and that you would bless us in these last days. In Yahshua's holy name we pray, give honor and glory to you. Hallelujah.